Today's episode, I will be talking about why you can't find your purpose. The truth is, it was never lost in the first place. Listen in as I share why it's so important to uncover the purpose that God has placed inside of you. I believe you will be blessed. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside you, but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose and your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside of me and wish I had clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fear so you can move forward and live a life of purpose. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Can't find your purpose? Here's the reason why. Your purpose was never lost in the first place. It has to be uncovered. You were born with this purpose. It was already inside of you before you entered your mother's womb. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrating you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." And when we think about the word prophet, prophet just means a person regarded as an inspired teacher or proclaimer of the will of God. You and I are proclaimers of the will of God. The purpose that God gave us was never lost. It just have to be uncovered. In other words, we have to expose it and we have to bring it to life. So, woman of God, listen to me. When you think about all of these hats we've worn so many hats. We've been mothers and we've been aunties and sisters and wives and grandmas and just everything to everybody. Many of us in this season in our life, in this phase, wonder what's next for us. And the key to that is identifying what our spiritual gifts are. And I'm going to talk to you why this is so important. Because identifying our gifts is going to help us uncover the purpose and the assignment that God has for us in this season. And we have to realize that our gifting and the calling on our lives may not look like anyone else's. The enemy is the one that has us comparing ourselves to everybody else and thinking what we have inside of us and what God has placed inside of us is so small and is insignificant. But is not insignificant in the kingdom of God. We have an assignment to impact the kingdom of God. And whether it seems like it's small to you or not, it doesn't matter. Because it is powerful. When we walk in our purpose, we become threats to the enemy, first of all. See, the enemy is upset. The enemy cannot stop us from doing it, but he can confuse us and delay us and have us comparing ourselves and conforming to all the world's standards and what the world is saying we need to be and where we need to be this place in our lives, and we should have been further. He got us thinking, oh, I should have been further than I am right now. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all can relate. I've had the same thoughts. Oh, maybe I should have been further than I am right now. Maybe I'm too old or it's too late for me right now. See, the enemy gets to God ain't telling you all that. That ain't coming from God. That is coming from the enemy, because the enemy do not want you to walk in the purpose and into that assignment that God has given you. He doesn't want you to uncover that gift that God placed in you before you were born. Yeah, we've had all these roles and hats, but in this season of our lives, some of us feel this urging coming now. Now we feel this burning passion. We feel a nudging in our spirit like, you know what? There's something else God wants me to do. It's something else I need to be doing in this season. It's just that we don't know what it is yet. So when we start to identify our spiritual gifts, this is the strategy. This is a strategic move on the enemy that we have to take. We go in before the Lord, I should say, and we go in prayer and we seek God. And we said, God, okay, you told me if I ask, it's going to be given. I feel a nudging. I'm not sure which direction it should be, but I'm coming before you in prayer. I'm asking you to reveal it to me. And let me tell you something. When you ask that question, the Holy Spirit has all the answers. We just have to ask the question. And when you do this, don't be surprised if you get distracted, if all chaos, if I may say it on here, all hell break loose. Because see, the enemy knows. See, the enemy was quiet while we were doing everything for everybody else, I should say. The enemy was laying dormant. Oh, he was just chilling out. But see, now we're getting ready to discover what God called us here to do. The assignment that God has on our lives. See, now he's upset because we are a threat to his kingdom. See, we're getting ready to we're getting ready to make an impact. And he don't want that. So now we have the spirit of what if, and we have all the spirit of fear. And we know God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a spirit of a power, love, and a sound mind. That's what he gave us. So the spirit of fear of the what ifs and not knowing, and we start thinking about our past mistakes, what didn't work before, and maybe it ain't gonna work. All that stuff ain't God. All that stuff is not God. That's the enemy, because he does not want you to fulfill your purpose here on earth. And so we came with this purpose. We just have to identify our gift, and no gift is too small. You may be a great neighbor. Maybe the calling on your life is to seek and just to help out. You maybe have a gift of giving and just to be there for people. You see a need and you help. And that is the gift, and it brings you so much joy and satisfaction. Maybe that's your gift. Some of us have other gifts of proclaiming the word. Maybe we're more into speaking and preaching and ministering the word of God that way. Maybe that's us. You know, maybe some of us just feel a burden every time we see the news or we hear a story or something tragic going on, and we feel this burden to go into prayer. Maybe the gift is being an intercessor. It's so many gifts in the body of Christ, and all of them are important, and they're making an impact on the kingdom. So we get out of your head about, well, I should be doing this or she's doing that. And I tried that. I didn't feel good doing that, because that wasn't your gift. That wasn't your spiritual gift. That wasn't your assignment. So once we seek God and God begins to show us our gifts, and let me say something else about the gifts. It should bring just such joy to you. I know for me, it brings a lot of joy when I think about, and this is how you can compare it, actually. I think about my grandchildren. I became a newly grandmother at 65, which was like last year. And now I have two beautiful grandchildren, and these are my first grandchildren. Now, every time I think about them, joy just overtakes me. I mean, I just feel so good. And when I think about the assignment God has called on my life, I have that same feeling. So I know I'm in alignment with what God has called me to do. Now, if I focus on something else, it may not feel as good. So that ain't my gift. I need to stay in my lane. And same with you. Don't compare yourself to what somebody else is doing in the kingdom. You got your gift. God has given you your own gift, and it brings you joy to get in the kitchen and maybe just cook a meal and bless somebody, and that brings you joy. That is your gift, whatever God is showing you. And compare it to something that makes you feel really, really good, just like I did when I shared with you about my grandchildren. Think of something that brings you such joy, and then compare that feeling to what you feel your spiritual gift is. It should feel the same way. That's how you know you are in alignment. If it doesn't feel good, that's not your lane, girl. That's not your lane. And so the enemy knows how powerful you are in what you do. See, blessing somebody with what you do, what you're called to do, is going to break chains. We don't know what impact we're making on people doing what God has called us to do. But God knows, and God gave it to you because he knows you can handle it. And the enemy come up with roadblocks, and then we have this negative thinking, and we think we're not enough, and we think we're inadequate. We have insecurities. We feel intimidated. All of these things, that is not of God. That's not of God. When you feel joy and you feel happiness and you can feel fulfilled in the thing God is giving you, now you're in your purpose. Now you're in your purpose. So the reason why we can't find it, we're looking for stuff like you look for keys. When you lose keys in your house, oh, where are my car keys? You lose them and then you find them over here. Sometimes we don't find them. You don't lose your purpose. You just have to uncover it. And we do that by taking off all these hats that we've been wearing, going before God in prayer and asking God to reveal to me, what is my purpose? What do I need to be doing? I could be a best friend. I could just be a listener. Do you know how important what a gift that is, to be a listener where people feel that they can come and confide into you and you ain't gonna run around and gossip and tell their business everywhere? That is a gift. That's a gift of God. It is a gift to just want to give, and God just nudges you and you go back and you may, you know, I know my husband has this gift of giving, and we could be driving down the street and there's somebody who's homeless. And it's a lot of, you know, homeless people we may pass, but it's a one particular one that God has said, go give them that. Go in there, buy them some food, take it to them. And I mean, I don't care where we're going. We'll go, turn around. He'll go get the food. He walks it out. And that is just his gift. That is his purpose in life. So we don't need to think we have to have these big businesses and all these accolades and, you know, all this money and all these things, because it may be someone else's gift, but it may not be what God is calling you to do. And we need to honor God with the gift he gave us by just walking it out and being grateful. And doing it with such joy, you're going to feel so fulfilled. And the enemy's job, and I don't say we forget this all the time, but sometimes we don't think about it as much as we should. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. That ain't never changed. That ain't never changed. So we could be going on our merry way, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, you know, just going on our merry way, doing our own little thing and feeling fine. And then all of a sudden, you know, the Holy Spirit will just remind us or quicken our hearts to do something that is going to bless somebody and that is going to impact God's kingdom, where somebody can see God through you based on what you're doing for them, based on what you have said to them. Oh, so, honey, now we're confused. Now we got issues. Now the situations, all this crazy and this drama start coming up in our lives. Because the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. As long as you ain't doing nothing for the kingdom, he chilled in the cut. He ain't got nothing to worry about. But honey, don't you start doing them for God. Don't you start stepping out in your purpose. Don't you start doing that. Don't you start uncovering the purpose, because he'll make you feel that you can't find it as long as you're here. You be looking around. I'm looking over here trying to find it. I'm looking over there and trying to find it, because he know it was never lost too. The enemy know that it is inside you. We just have to uncover it. But so, no, that's his little tactic. But baby, we have a strategy, honey, because now we know that it is inside of us. And it's always have been. We just got to uncover it. And so that is the strategy to overcome all of this deceitfulness and this deception that the enemy is saying, you can't do this. You ain't good enough. Oh, yes, honey, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Up, boom, bam. That's the strategy against you. I'm standing on that word. You fight against that now. You see what I'm saying? Girl, we are in spiritual warfare, and girl, this is going to be a whole nother podcast. Let me slow, calm myself down here, because I've been talking a whole another podcast on that. But we are in spiritual warfare, woman of God. And honey, if the enemy can stop you from uncovering your purpose and can get you confused and comparing your gift to somebody else's gift, that's his job, because he's stealing from you. Eventually, he's going to be trying to kill you, and he's destroying what God has placed inside of you. You know, he can't stop it, but he's destroying it. He's trying to destroy your thought pattern. So we have all these negative internal thoughts we're thinking. I mean, yeah, internal thoughts and internal conversations with ourselves. We have all this craziness going on inside, and we get confused and all that, and we know confusion's not of God. Honey, let me tell you. Let me tell you, it's time to uncover your purpose, expose it, and bring it to life so we can impact the kingdom of God. So just to recap, the reason why you can't find your purpose is because it was never, ever lost in the first place. We have to uncover it. I hope and trust that you were blessed. And I will talk to you next week. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.